This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The boil water notice has been lifted for parts of far north Fort Worth. The city yesterday notified residents in the affected area not to drink the tap water after an error led to the draining of an elevated water tank and a loss of water pressure. That meant the possibility of harmful bacteria and other microbes getting into the water, but samples taken yesterday found no contamination. Restaurants in the affected area will reopen. Four more people in Dallas County may have been infected with the Zika virus. Specimens from the four patients have been sent to the CDC for testing. Health officials said the four recently traveled out of the country. No other details given, including whether any of the patients is pregnant. Two people tested positive for the virus earlier this week. One may have contracted it through sexual contact. Both have since recovered. Governor Greg Abbott has put together a task force to determine how the state should respond to infectious diseases like Zika virus, and city officials have been meeting with mosquito control staff. According to a new Gallup Healthways poll, Texans say they're not as well off financially as they were a year ago. KERA's Christina Martinez explains.
The annual State of American Well-Being Report looks at five areas of wellness: sense of purpose, social relationships, financial security, relationship to community, and physical health. The state's best score was for sense of purpose, which is defined as liking what you do each day and being motivated to achieve your goals. Texas was number two in that area. The worst was financial security. The state ranked number 35. Though the state's overall score dropped by a point, Texas ranked 11th out of the 50 states. Overall, the nation increased its well-being score slightly, thanks to a drop in the uninsured rate and a decline in smoking. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
JCPenney may sell and lease part of its headquarters in Plano. The Dallas Morning News reports it's part of the retailer's ongoing effort to reduce debt and manage expenses. Penney built the 1.8 million square foot headquarters in 1992. Staff there has been reduced significantly since then. This week's Iowa caucuses were a mixed bag for Texas candidates. Ted Cruz topped the Republican field, but three GOP hopefuls who grew up Texan bottomed out: Jeb Bush, Carly Fiorina, and Rand Paul. Paul suspended his campaign later in the week. The day before that happened, his father, former Texas congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul, was in town to speak at UT Arlington. KERA's Rick Holter caught up with him for this week's Friday Conversation.
Ron Paul, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you.
4 years ago, you were celebrating a close third-place finish in Iowa. You went on to actually win a big majority of the delegates there. This week, though, your son Rand finished a distant fifth. That's got to be a disappointment.
No doubt, because you always want to do better. But conditions are different right now, and unfortunately people are very scared, and they're much more willing to listen to people who have magical answers. I'm going to take care of you. Just listen to me, and we know the answers. There's a lot of demagoguing going on, so it is not easy to present a case of liberty where people assume the responsibility for themselves.
It's interesting, though, in the Republican Party, there is a lot of talk about liberty right now. I mean, that's certainly, you hear it over and over again from Ted Cruz, a lot of people trying to draw on that Tea Party anger. Do you feel that's a misuse of the word liberty?
They're nowhere close to understanding what a society would be like if you followed the non-aggression principle. You couldn't aggress against an individual, but you can't use the government to aggress against an individual. And they all do. So, yes, they throw that word around. It's a misuse of words, whether it's just deliberate out of ignorance or whether they do it knowingly, only for a political advantage.
Do you think Ted Cruz can win the presidency?
Let's hope not. Yeah, he could, but I don't think he will.
What's happened to all those Ron Paul acolytes from 4 years ago? I mean, I wonder if some of that young energy that powered your campaign has gone to the other end of the political spectrum, to Bernie Sanders. What do you make of his rise?
I don't know that for sure, but we're...
But it has to feel a little similar, doesn't it?
Well, it is, because there are some things that Bernie and I overlapped on, because he and I could work very close together to go at corporatism and corporate mm-hmm. welfare, even though he's a socialist. I mean, we could agree on things. We oppose corporate welfare mm-hmm. and less militarism. We come together. That's the coalition that you want. You don't want the Republicans pretending, well, I'm for enough welfare, I can work with you. And the Democrat says, I know what the progressive views are, but that seems extreme. So they come and they merge in the middle, so we have the radical middle. And I think that's very dangerous. Nobody works on principle.
Did I hear in there an endorsement of Bernie Sanders?
No, you did not. In spite of the places where I can work with him, we have our disagreements.
You were in Washington when Ted Cruz arrived in 2012, and you'd earned the name Dr. No for often being the only vote against spending bills. I wonder how it feels to you now with dozens of Dr. No's in the House.
Well, I'd have to search it out and find out what they're saying no to and what mm-hmm. they're saying yes to. No, there are more, but the true constitutionalists are rare, and there are a lot of them who declare that they're super patriotic people and they know the Constitution, but quite frankly, they don't even have the vaguest idea what non-aggression means. They have to be pinned down on exactly what their beliefs are.
A lot of those people do get blamed for the gridlock, though, that's kind of gripped.
Thank goodness.
You're pro-gridlock.
Oh, I'm pro-gridlock. You know, right now, I mean, what if the Republicans maintain control of the House and Senate and, you know, have another John Boehner in there and a McConnell, and then you get Cruz? I mean, it'd be better to have somebody, some progressive in there. It'd be much better for the country long term, because of partisan competition in power. You will hope to have gridlock.
Ron Paul, thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome.
55 degrees by this afternoon, 30% chance of rain tonight. It's 40 in Dallas, 36 in Fort Worth.